Hi guys, it's Music Squad here. Welcome to your new book. You could play in an assembly at school, or get your grandparents over at the weekend. We think that learning the piano should be lively, loud, silly, and fun.
Thank you, Sergeant Linda! Before we submit you squaddies for action, we have two more drills for you to complete.
I'm really not sure we need to shout like this.
That was starting to hurt a bit, actually. Maybe not. Squaddies, your basic training is done, and your mission to learn the piano begins here.
So what now?
A podcast is not live, it's pre-recorded.
Whatever are you talking about? Well, how long does that last for? Well?
Oh, good grief.
Well, hello, children. This piece is about my dresses, although the piece is quite straightforward, really. It uses both hands, as you can see. It's got three beats in every bar, as you can see. I don't really know what else I can tell you, to be quite honest, as you can see. If you did it wrong, then quit the piano, because you're not very good. And if you did it right, then well done, blah, blah, blah. And then come to look at me in my gorgeous, truly ravishing dresses.
So the way the music will tell us to gradually get louder is with a big sort of growing sideways triangle sign. In Italian, we call this a crescendo.
Don't mean to be ever so rude, but that's my bit of the podcast. I always do the posh, loud, shouty bit of musical terms to help everyone remember them. That's literally the only bits I do.
Make sure you're playing with the correct hand. It's the sideways sad face. Then, in the middle, the volume is
40! And then there's a diminuendo until it gets to piano in the last bar. There's a lot of words in there. 40! I really must work on my Italian accent on that one. Kids, say it with me. 40, 40, 40, 40.
Yes, I think we've got it. Thank you.
What lovely words to say. Okay, goodbye.
In the beginning, there was heaven and earth. The sun and the moon. Day and night. Eternal darkness would slowly fade as small creatures emerged into the light. A fist that felt like a mallet breaking an egg caught Sally clean on the side of her face. In an instant, there was blood everywhere, and Sally was screaming in agony